You're listening to the Bug Bucks Podcast, hosted by Alan Draper and Eric Bassett. Each week, they'll discuss ways to scale and grow your pest control company with a goal of helping you become a bug money millionaire.
So it's the preparation season. That's what I'm going to start calling it. Prep season, man. You have the busy season, you got the prep season. As soon as the busy season's over, you are preparing and recovering and getting ready for this next season. So vehicle maintenance is a big one. And then in the office is a little bit easier to start having high-level conversations about policies, procedures, kind of like you were saying, okay, price increases, how are we going to roll that out, right? We'll have a price increase coming up in the spring that we got to figure out details on. So yeah, that's kind of where we're mainly working on right now.
Welcome to the Bug Bucks Podcast. I'm Alan Draper. I've got Eric Bassett here with me. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Alan. Not too much. It feels like the fall is just slowly sneaking up on me. It's crazy, man. It was like yesterday, it was like April, May, and now it's September. Blowing my mind.
Yeah, crazy. I was just in Utah for a few days and I left, you know, the Phoenix area where I live. I land in Provo and it's like 106. So it's hotter in Provo than it is in Arizona on that day. And, you know, fall's coming. I could tell like the leaves were changing colors a little bit, but it was still really hot. So, you know, there's a couple of states trying to hold on to the summer glory, but it's coming regardless.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm in Idaho right now, and we've got some wildfires and stuff going on. And in the morning, it's that like crisp 60 degrees with like the smoky smell and like the beautiful sunrise, you know? And it's just like, you know, college football is here and other things. But, you know, man, it's like a sorrowful, sweet experience because it kind of feels like the end of another one of those seasons, you know? And I kind of don't want to let it go because it represents so much growth. But at the same time, you know, like it's all my other favorite things in the life, college football and other stuff. So
yeah, weather's cooling down. It's true. You know, it's true. I love pest control for probably over 100 reasons. But one of those reasons is it's really cool that our summer season is our peak season. I really like that aspect. And we're going to get into that a little bit. We're going to be talking a little bit about non-peak season activities, things that you and I are working on, things that, you know, we try to do better and improve upon, and get into that a little bit. Before we do that, for our listeners, make sure that you join our Facebook group. And I guess I've said this too fast in the past, and people haven't caught on to what the Facebook group is called. Now, I know people are driving right now. They're out hustling. They're, you know, in between meetings or whatever. But join our Facebook group, BUGBUX, Bug Bucks, BUGBUX. Lots of great information in there. We actually have a giveaway. We have one for September that I haven't announced yet. And we have one that ended in August and I haven't announced the winners, but we're going to catch up because we do monthly giveaways. We have a couple of partners that are gracious enough to help us with that, to encourage engagement in the group and encourage this facilitation between us. So make sure to join our group, Bug Bucks, BUGBUX. It's the same name as this podcast. It didn't used to be, but it is now. So if you forget what it's called, look at the podcast cover art and you will know exactly what the group is called that you're looking for. So let's jump into our topic today, Eric. And talk about, you know, it's the first couple of weeks of September right now that we're recording this. Let's talk about some of the things that we're working on. And particularly what I'd like to get into is a little more than just the specific tasks. What's the mentality that a PCO should have this time of year as they're gearing up for 2023?
You know, I become a firm believer that no matter how good your operation is, and how smart of a PCO you are, there have to be things that happen over the course of the summer that you just go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this thing happened. You know, I swear come fall, I'm going to fix this problem. I'm going to iron out this wrinkle. I'm going to fix this detail. And, you know, if you're a guy like me, I'm pretty good at keeping mental notes of things, but I really got to be better at writing stuff down because things just get lost. But there's always little things that come up that as soon as you get a break, you know, whether it's okay, I really got to look into streamlining my hiring process because I lost a guy during the season and I had a horrible process of getting another guy hired back up. And it's specifically that quadrant two stuff, right? We talked about that before. All of a sudden, it's kind of fall and it's no longer urgent, quote unquote, but it is absolutely important. And now is the time to start doing it while it's still a little bit fresh in your brain because it just happened, but it's no longer urgent and you have to be able to start diving into some of that stuff.
Yeah. So, and what Eric was just referring to was, you know, it comes from Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, which I'm actually reading again for, I don't know, you know, what number of times this is that I've read it. Man, it's a cool book because each time you read it, you're kind of in a different spot in your life, in your business, and it's still very applicable. But that quadrant two is working on things that are important, but not urgent. And a couple of practices that we do to kind of center our pest control company is because we encourage feedback and because we encourage communication, especially from people like technicians and customer service reps, we never want them to feel like when they come to us with something that it isn't important and we don't value what they're saying. A lot of what proof is today is a reflection of our people. Like I'll look at certain policies, I'll look at certain, you know, even at our website or our design or our trucks or our equipment or whatever. And I'll kind of be like, you know what? That's not how we started. And for me, it's a sense of pride because I know that when the people at Proof start putting their thumbprint on Proof, they're going to take ownership and it becomes more personal. We always say that we want employees to treat the business like their owners. If you really want that for your company, then you've got to put them in a position where you allow them to do that. And by listening to them, you allow them to do that. So in the middle of the summer, it's really tough to make systemic change for a pest control company. And especially a fast-growing company, throwing on, you know, thousands upon thousands of accounts a week. So we have a practice of, we do a couple of things. If it's something that needs to be addressed in the off season, we have a running list that all of our managers have access to by shared Google Doc. And they make sure as soon as somebody comes to them, just a couple of weeks ago, I had a branch manager in New York come up with a new idea for a product. Now, we're not going to switch that midstream. We're just not. So he adds that to the list. And then we review that on a department by department basis. That's not something, the products that the branch manager uses isn't necessarily something that the customer experience manager needs to be a part of. So then we'll break those items down by department to make sure that we're being really efficient with it. The other thing that we do is if it's something that requires its own meeting, for example, this year, you know, we got hit really hard with fuel prices. So we scheduled a meeting in September just to discuss increasing prices and our strategy moving forward to compensate for inflation and the additional fuel costs. So that type of thing required its own meeting, and we invited all the people on board because it's outside of one of our current policies. And it deserved more attention from a larger team than, hey, maybe we should try this product. So we use those two strategies during the season to make sure that nothing slips through the cracks, but also to make sure that we keep first things first. That being said, with those two strategies, there are a couple of key subjects or points that we will address immediately. One of those is safety. Any safety issue at all is immediately addressed. Another one of those things is a one-star review. We take those very seriously. So that's kind of an all hands on deck. So if I'm a PCO, Eric, and I'm trying to figure out, okay, does this deserve my immediate attention? It's July 15th. Does this deserve my immediate attention? The question is, you know, I mean, safety to us is very important. It's one of our core values. I think it should be important to every PCO. So that's a no-brainer for us, is any type of safety issue. And then the other question is, does making this type of decision or pivoting on July 15th, does that hurt or help my company? And a lot of, to be honest, Eric, a lot of newer PCOs, a lot of business owners in any industry really think that any change needs to be immediate. I used to do that all the time. It's like, whatever I'm doing, drop that and make this change. And it's just not the case.
Yeah, man. And I love how you mentioned the putting first things first, which is another Stephen Covey one from the Seven Habits. But you're totally right. I mean, and I understand that during the summertime, dude, it gets crazy, man. It gets hectic. You're all over the place. And if you're a solo operator, or let's say you're a guy that, you know, you have a few techs, but you're the main leader of all these dudes. Yeah, man, there's a lot of stuff that you've got going on. And if you're wearing all the hats and you're trying to keep track of all this stuff, it's super, super tough. But an important thing that Alan just noted there was, hey, like, is this something that has the ability to impact my business like negatively right now? Which safety is a huge one, right? If all of a sudden you realize that there's a safety concern in your business, that has to be addressed super quickly, because that has the power to not only hit you as a liability for being able to perform services, but also just in the sense of like financial liability or liability for your company as a whole, which is a big deal. But if you have the philosophy where, hey man, you know, money's great, but obviously I have real people that are doing these jobs and their safety is paramount. That is the most important thing, right? I learned the other day that one of our vans, the air conditioning isn't working. And that doesn't seem like a big deal. And maybe it doesn't seem like a big deal to some of these guys who operate in markets where it doesn't hit over 100, 110. But for a couple of weeks out of the summer, our market does. And these guys that are up in attics and other stuff, you know, obviously they're doing a lot of services. And if this guy gets back into his van after it's been sitting in someone's driveway and it's 110 degrees outside, this guy spends, and we would do 10-hour days, we do 4-10s, and this guy spends 10 hours in 110 degrees all day. Like, that's a safety concern for me. So it might not seem like, oh, my air conditioning doesn't work, we'll have to fix it at the end of the season. It's like, well, that's a big safety concern. Or it's like, hey man, my airbag light in my van is going off. I don't know what the deal is. Or, hey, yeah, we don't have time to rotate the tires. Or, you know, there's a lot of different things that come up that could be safety related that all of a sudden you have to understand, okay, if I don't look at that, what's going to happen, right? And if that halts your business, if that takes a truck out of your service fleet and you don't have a backup, or if that takes one of your service technicians out of the mix for a while and he can't be replaced, I mean, not just that he can't be replaced, but the fact that you let that happen, you know what I mean? So I love that you bring up safety. I love that you bring up the list of stuff that your guys go through, because that's awesome. I'm kind of revamping the way, the format that we go through meetings just like that. I started working out this list and I call it the mercy list. And it is things that your business is at the mercy of. You know, if you were to explain to another person, hey, here's what a pest control company is really at the mercy of when it comes to operating. And you write down stuff like staffing, training, vehicles, equipment. Marketing is eventually in there, right? Because you got to use that to grow. But you have these main buckets of things. And then each of those buckets has subcategories, right? Like within training, you got technician licensing, you got office training, you've got sales training, you've got manager and upper level management leadership training and skills. And you have all these different buckets. But the important part is you sit all the managers down and you say, okay, if we fill out this entire list and we have this entire list of all the things that a pest control company needs, whose buckets do these things fall into, right? Who is pulling responsibility of these different things? And we figured out that every single department in the company has a piece of each thing, which seems weird because you might ask like, man, what piece do technicians have with marketing, right? And for our technicians, it's they have business cards and they have reviews. Our technicians are a big source of reviews for us, and that's marketing, right? We get reviews for marketing. So that's a technician thing, right? Or it might be, hey, you know, when it comes to the vehicle column, as an owner, I'm responsible for acquisition of vehicles, but my service managers are responsible for maintenance, right? So right now we're breaking down this entire list of all these different things, and we're kind of revamping how we run meetings according to this list. And it kind of came from the whole idea of exactly what we're talking about. In the fall, when you go to review all these different things that happen that you need to work on, the big question is, okay, well, this thing happened, but whose responsibility was this to make sure it didn't? Or whose responsibility was this to fix it? Or if this was an important and urgent thing, who should have looked into it? And when you're a solo operator, that's easy. The answer is you. But when you start growing your business, that gets a little wishy-washy. And when guys start taking time off or guys start getting sick and a manager steps in to take over another manager's responsibilities temporarily, man, things start getting really gray. So that's another thing that we've kind of been working on, is just running through this quote unquote mercy list and figuring out really the nitty gritty details of what we're at the mercy of and who is responsible for ensuring that that thing doesn't come back to bite us.
Yeah. And I want to get into kind of some of the specifics that we do in the next, you know, we have just a few minutes left, but some of the specific tasks that we work on during, you know, I actually don't like saying the off season. I call it, I mean, we have a door-to-door program, so we call it the recruiting season, but during the less busy season, I should say, just in terms of pest control, adding pest control accounts, because a lot of our people, especially our upper level managers, they're actually busier in the fall, winter than they are in the summer. But I really like this idea of accountability, and I want to touch on it real quick, because things, you're 100% right about how even the smallest change affects all departments. You used the example of the technician with marketing. And I always say that if everyone is responsible, then no one is responsible. That being said, so you want to identify who is accountable and who's responsible for particular tasks or responsibilities, whatever it is. That being said, people want to feel like they're a part of a bigger whole. And one of the most important things that we can do as leaders is show our people what role they play in the larger picture. I don't know if I've told this story before on Bug Bucks. I think I have on my other podcast, but I used to work in a wood factory. Have I told this story before?
Maybe, but it's a good story and I like it.
So I worked in a wood factory and I worked in a particular department that made window frames. And what I would do is I would feed this machine with a, you know, 1,000, 2,000, maybe 10,000, I don't know, pieces of wood a day that would make one small tiny part of this window frame. But I never saw, and I think there were window frames, to be honest, it could have been something else. Mm-hmm. And that's my entire point, is that I never saw the finished product. So was I passionate about my work? Absolutely not. I came in to get a paycheck. And if you want to grab somebody's heart, if you want them to work for you with their heart, not just their hands, they have to see their role in the bigger picture. And you have to share. What we do is we share when we really make an impact for people. We share good news. Bad news, that flows naturally. Naturally, right? If we get a one-star review, I'm going to naturally contact the person that's in charge of our reviews. That person's going to naturally contact the branch manager, who's going to naturally contact the technician, find out what happened, or the door-to-door guy, whatever. So leaders have to be proactive about sharing positive information and feedback. And one way that they can do that is through showing the entire picture and spreading that good information, good reviews, things like that with their people. So that's such an important part. And I love that you brought it up, but I wanted to make this caveat. Just because it affects everybody doesn't mean everybody is accountable for it or responsible for it. There's a difference there, but it is very important to share that information, because if there's some change, I've noticed this recently, Eric, if there's some change and people that it affects, they don't hear about it, or they hear about it 2 or 3 months down the road, they're going to be like, geez, man, I guess my opinion doesn't really matter, I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So if we pass that along, then they're like, yeah, man, I'm part of the marketing team. And that gives them this sense of ownership, which is exactly what all the owners on these threads are wanting. And sometimes they're just not willing to do what it takes. And that's what it takes. And we have just a few minutes left, Eric, before we wrap up here. Some of the things that Proof is doing this time of year, we're working with leaders on a development basis. So we are looking not just as it affects Proof, but to help them personally and developmentally. So we are talking about leadership skills. During the summer, we take notes about leaders where they're kind of falling short. And this is the time of year where we grab those notes and the leadership team will kind of go through, you know, this process of deciding what is exactly, you know, what this leader needs and how do we help them get to the next level. And then we sit down shoulder to shoulder with them and say, hey, this is what we've discovered over the summer. You've done all these things correct. This is how we want to help you get to the next level. I have an individual on the proof team that has a really hard time giving feedback. I should say giving constructive feedback to members of his or her team. And so that's something we're going to work on this off season. Is there anything like that for you guys that you guys kind of try to dig in during this time?
100%. Yeah. As far as the leadership thing goes, there are always little things that come up. And every season I'm thinking, oh man, I got to have my guy work on this, or I got to have my guy refine this process. But right now, because things are crazy, you know, he's up to his neck in developments and ride-alongs and all this other stuff, you know? So I'm like, okay, I know that I got to sit down with him and start having some high level meetings and developments about, just like you said, hey, offer constructive criticism. Like if I were to ask him right now, hey, are you 100% on developments with all your team members? He's going to say, not a chance, right? It's going to be laughable. We're going to be like, no, no way. But we have to be able to get to that level. And then my next question is, what do you need from me to make sure that you can get 100% on your developments, right? Like what's going on that you can't do that? So we're trying to get that redefined. Another thing that we're working on right now is we are right in the middle of flipping our fleet. So we are getting rid of a bunch of old vehicles, bringing a bunch of new vehicles in. And it's been kind of nice for us because we have a whole new model of vehicle and we have to customize it and custom fit everything and put in dividers and do all this stuff to make sure that it can actually fit all of our equipment. And it's asking the question every time we put something in, do we really need this? Do we use this? Should we have this product on here? You know, like this product in the very back of our van has never been used in the last 12, 18 months, right? So I think it's a good idea for everybody to, you know, deep clean, go through your vehicles, you know, even if you're not switching up vehicles, do some of that, clean out your shop, go through your backpacks, you know, deep clean some of that stuff. There's at least always one guy on our team every year who, and it's always usually a new guy, right? It's like, hey man, when was the last time you like triple rinsed your backpack or completely cleaned out your backpack? And he's like, what? And I'm like, you know, like triple rinse your backpack. He's like, what? And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like this poor guy's backpack is going to be dead in another month because he never triple rinses it or cleans it out. But so it's little stuff like that, where if you can get the whole team together and you say, hey, okay guys, hey, we're going to clean out all of our rigs. We're going to go through everything with a fine tooth comb. I want you to make sure you have the right product on your van. I want to make sure that there's not five empty bottles of the same thing or five half empty bottles of the same thing, which is super annoying. So it's the preparation season. That's what I'm going to start calling it. Prep season, man. You have the busy season, you got the prep season. As soon as the busy season's over, you are preparing and recovering and getting ready for this next season. So vehicle maintenance is a big one. And then in the office is a little bit easier to start having high level conversations about policies, procedures, kind of like you were saying, okay, price increases, how are we going to roll that out, right? We'll have a price increase coming up in the spring that we got to figure out details on. So yeah, that's kind of where we're mainly working on right now.
Yeah, I love it. I love what you said about, you know, going through equipment and seeing what's necessary. One of my favorite quotes from Elon Musk is, I'm going to totally butcher it, so you need to look it up, but it's something about how one of the biggest problems engineers have is they try to make unnecessary processes efficient as opposed to just tossing them out. And I think we do that in pest control, where we overcomplicate things. And this is such a great time to kind of revisit, like, hey, do we really need all this equipment? How many times was this duster used or whatever? And making sure that our technicians have the tools that they need, but not, you know, I've seen some of those trucks. I mean, it, just thinking about, you know, some of the stuff I've seen over the years, kind of, especially a technician that is no longer with us, picking up that truck, you know, but it's a great time to clean out, clean up, reassess, and just kind of start fresh. And we have reboots is what our team calls them. And so we do one right after the summer season ends. So I think it's like next week, where regional managers will start going to the branches, helping the branch managers and their teams just kind of reboot, just exactly what it sounds like. get ready for, you know, the change in weather and things like that, making sure the products reflect that over the winter. I mean, we're in Boston, Michigan, we're not using liquid products. So making those changes, changing the equipment out, stuff like that. And then we do it again in March or April. So those are things that we kind of work on and look forward to. And it's a specific time where the regional branch manager, they can kind of take a deep breath and they can spend some one-on-one time with the technician and just let them know, hey, you're important to us. Tell me what's going on in your world. Let's talk about the summer. Let's talk about how you do things differently and get that feedback and kind of just have that opportunity to reset. I think we gave some really good pointers today, Eric. Really good pointers, some really good stuff. And my purpose, I think generally with the podcast, but especially with this episode, is I want to kind of set the table a little bit for the PCOs, but I don't want to tell them what they're having for dinner and in what order to have it. I'm throwing out maybe a couple of suggestions, not that they need to do that, but so that they have some ideas where they can come up with some corollaries for their company. Because all companies are different. We're in different markets. We have different customer base. We have people that do almost strictly commercial that listen to us, Eric. I do very little commercial or termite. I do very little termite work. So it's great for that reason. So just note for the listener, as we're wrapping up here, think about how what we talk about might apply to your company with the knowledge and experience that you have. Not that Eric and I have, because it's going to be different. You know your people, you know your systems, you know your market, you know your needs, where you struggle. I bet 9 out of 10 listeners could come into Proof and improve it in some way. With their experience, they could come in, they'd be like, oh, that's, you know, why don't we try this? And I take that attitude to my technicians and to my CSRs and to everybody at Proof. And it's those things, that feedback and those suggestions that we try to spend the colder months working on. So everybody, again, join our group, Bug Bucks on Facebook, BUGBUX, and hope this helps you. Give us some feedback. Leave us a review. Let us know what you think about the podcast and let us know what topics. Go to that group, Bug Bucks on Facebook, BUGBUX, and let us know what we should be talking about, what questions you have for the podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bug Bucks podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please show your support by subscribing and leaving us a 5-star rating. Thank you, and we'll catch you on next week's episode.